Okay, we can talk about A levels and how they shagged it.
Yeah, that was definitely gonna be a coming up. This isn't it. Yeah. Same thing.
It was beautiful,
bro. I was asking every people that I know of that are getting their got their results yesterday. To be fair, they seem to be calm, But maybe one or two is not like the grade that they wanted.
They wanted
to be able to do the exam.
Not even that. It's the thing of
how they got their grades.
The implication of where, like, how well the school does, and then that just takes it down.
That
to
school, I saw
social,
that
Brampton
that,
Manor, of yeah. course. But
man said 100% A star. Eh? I wish.
I don't. No, it's the thing where now the because now your grade depends on basically your socioeconomic background, because depending on how well your school does will now also affect your grade. So schools in poorer areas are
obviously
now getting
get the lower grades,
and that's just where it's fucked. Because, or like this girl on Twitter would she's a fluent Spanish speaker. She was predicted an A star and they gave her a B. She's fluent. She said how she's never had a, like, she's never ever gotten a B ever in anything.
That's like, I saw something like that.
How are they getting lower than their mock grades?
Yeah.
Or not even mock, or like they're predicted. How are they getting lower if they haven't done anything?
This girl, she had.
That should be the lowest they could even get.
She had. If I can even find a picture, it was like
lower
her predicted was A star, or all A stars, and then her most recent mock was A star,
exactly.
And then her actual grades was B C.
Are you mad? What exam did she do to get lower? That's the thing. The lowest should be your mock grade, and even on mock grades, half of the people cheat, and the other half they're not taken as mocks. Because not gonna lie. Look at our dear friend who got A star AA in A levels and her mocks were EEE. Like, it really, there's no correlation. But how are you getting lower than your mocks for an exam you did not do? That's why it's fucked.
Well, I don't think they even looked at that, to be honest. I think, they just literally,
grades. They said, we need 10 Bs, 3 As, 1 A star. That's literally how they dashed it. That's so wild.
I don't think that they even took the teacher's thing into consideration, because you would know, like, if a teacher is always saying to you, you're an A-star student, you're an A student, and you're always getting those grades.
They know.
Bear in mind, they're the ones that did the predictions from before. So I don't think they even took into consideration any of that. Like, they just literally saw the score and what you were talking about.
There were three categories as well. They were like... teacher predicted grades, and then assessment predicted grades, and then what they actually got.
That's
and
what I'm
none
about.
Of them aligned. Make it make sense.
It literally just got lower and lower.
It's so fucked.
But saying all that, some people did that still get A's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're not like in flipping private schools and stuff like that. And they did say that it was something like the amount of people that got A star A increased by some certain percentage or whatever. But then the lower, everyone got downgraded. That percentage was greater than the people that got A's and that.
This is the first episode technically in a recession.
Oh, yeah. I saw this thing, it was like, you know, the... 2008, 2007, the recession was like something like minus 2.7%.
Boy.
We're in minus 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move. But I don't feel like we are, though.
Because we haven't even gotten into the thick of it.
Yeah, because it's still got till October. That's when it's mad.
Wait till summer's done. wait, give it a week, give it a few weeks, and then people be like, okay, wait till Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Wait, did till anyone Christmas. Think that they was getting presents?
Just wait till Christmas. People are still getting made redundant.
Mm-mm.
More companies are claiming bankruptcy.
Listen.
Boy, what a time to be an econ student.
Oh my God.
What a time to be alive.
Do you not think?
My
dissertation will be this.
I have lived now bare dissertations, the effects of a pandemic in a recession. And
they thought it was going to be Brexit. They thought we was going to be talking about Brexit. Me who does
all the free subjects.
Yeah,
all
you're
going to
be drowning in exam.
Law can cover Brexit. Politics can cover the whole thing.
There was even there was this meme, yeah, like we don't want to increase the grades because we don't want to have people with
who can't. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and then it was just like, and then this is what
I retweeted it. Yep.
Fam, find it and read it properly because I wouldn't have to understand what I'm saying.
Mate, a generation that can't, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's increasing A-level grades will mean a whole generation could end up promoted beyond their abilities, says Minister for Education. Here's a photo of a generation promoted beyond their abilities, and it's the whole Tory government way.
Right now, I don't understand, man.
It's just the nepotism. He's like, love. Love this whole meritocracy thing, but it's a myth. It's actually a myth. But look how many black people are getting into Cambridge and Oxford this year. Boy, it's good things.
It's good. It's good. It's
great,
yeah.
Stuff.
Moms, but are we even gonna have jobs when we come out of uni and all that?
That's what I'm saying. Episode one of Recession England. We will see where it ends up.
England, you know. This is worldwide, bro.
It's fucked.
We even gonna, like, they're put, like, I think we've spoke about this before on the pod, but about how they're saying that age 16 to, like, 25, how they're gonna, like, the government's gonna give certain firms money to employ people within these ages.
Where's this money coming from?
They're printing it.
Exactly.
Inflation. Do you think we're going to hyperinflation?
Oh, sis. Just wait for it.
I don't think we will, though.
Just wait. The worst... They said unprecedented numbers.
I'm gonna lie, the bank better just run me my money. I don't wanna hit any. Actually, by law, they have to, because I know I don't have no 85 grand in no bank, so. Have you seen what they did in Lebanon?
The bomb?
Huh?
What?
Lebanon.
Yeah, what? The bomb?
No, before that, yeah, that too, but you know how the banks was not trying to give them their money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all related. It's not only us. There's just bad shit happening with their thing.
It's a mess. Just whole world's shambolic.
Yeah, you told me to remind you to talk about before I say that, actually. You know they have to pay to retake the A-levels. Well, it's not even retake, to do the exam.
Mm-hmm.
Something
that's
like...
That's another thing.
Something like...
These lot are really just trying to keep the rich rich and the poor poorer.
So, like, it's starting from, like,
it's
90 something. It's
definitely minimum three digit something.
And then it because you're not going to just do one.
Exactly.
There'll more time people will probably.
It's like per paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
100 and something. And if we're saying that it's the people from like poorer backgrounds and that, who's paying £300?
So it can get even lowered.
No, no, they say you take your higher grade though.
But when you're predicted at A star, I don't think they can jump you, man.
No, you say if you pay to do. Actually, I don't even know if that's proper set because that's just things that I just heard them talking about mm-hmm. on the news. So I don't even know if that's what they're actually doing. But
it's just mad. And at first, I was like, first I was a bit salty that I had to take exams, but I'll take the exams.
Actually, I don't even know, you know. I thought I've just ended up with the same shit anyways. Like, it's not really.
What were my predicted? My predicted were all B's.
Mine was
that. I could have judged up that English B to an A if I really wanted to, but.
That was that me of psychology.
If I I was doing so well in psychology. And if I really wanted to, I actually could have got an A. But the way my brain was set up in.
No, A level is designed to break
you. Oh my days. A girl went on Twitter and had the audacity to say, I did 10, 11, 12 GCSEs. Why is it that you lot are all like always speaking about simple three or four A levels,
no, getting to nah. use.
She said, I did 13 GCSEs. Wait. Did you sit an exam? No, you didn't. She didn't even do GCSEs. She didn't do the exams. She's talking about GCSEs you didn't do.
First of all, let's just make this one clear, yeah? GCSEs and A levels are not the same. Okay? That's what I thought going into A-levels as well. I thought, whoo, I can breathe now. I'm doing 3 A-levels. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all fun and games until you actually start really? Doing
she the said, content. I did 11 GCSEs and it's small 3 or 4 A-levels you people are crying about. Can't be that hard, lol.
Has she even done A-levels?
She didn't do GCSEs. She was going to do A-levels. So she was in year 11. She's in year 11 now, or technically year 12. And she didn't even do GCSEs because fucking Corona didn't even let her do her damn exams. So now she's saying people always crying about 3 or 4 A-levels. Don't wait, worry, give her 3 fucking months.
We will see. She will see for herself.
Mind you said, she said small 3 or 4. Wait till it hits you.
Listen. Wait. I think we even did more GCSEs than what she's talking about.
Exactly. Because you were right in the transition in the middle. Allow it.
She's gonna be in for a shock. She just delete that push from now, mate.
No, literally. Oh yeah, I feel like I told you to talk about organ donation.
Yeah, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Well, now it doesn't even matter because everyone's in unless you opt out.
I don't know, might opt out. I don't know how I feel about that.
That's why I wanted to talk about it, because I was obviously, you know, Grey's Anatomy.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it's nice, yeah, to help someone else, but like.
But you're dead.
Yeah, but like, they're just like opening me up when I'm dead and taking shit out and then putting anyways. Somebody else.
But they open you up anyways.
What do you mean?
Because the body needs to get people get opened up in death anyways, because for things like funerals they need to get like there's a whole process and they have to put something in you because your body like it's disgusting, you like kind of deflate kind of, and it's mad, but you actually have to look into it because they open you up anyways.
They open me up for what? Unless I get murdered.
Nah, they open you up.
What am I getting?
To prepare your body. Well, unless you're going to get cremated. But no. I feel like if you get cremated, I don't think they do anything to you.
Yeah, because you're just going to, you know.
Burn. But you didn't want to say it, but it's true. And then, if you get buried, they have to do something to your body. They don't just leave your body there. There's a whole full-on process. So you're getting opened up anyways. And then they close you back up.
Yeah, but like, with nothing inside.
It's not nothing. It's only the useful ones. And either way, you can't be dead for like 2-3 days and then they take it. It's basically...
Straight away.
It's straight away.
Yeah, because it won't survive.
Exactly. And you can pick as well. But when I did it, I signed up when I was 16 or 17, I think. And then you say what it is. But now, because it's changed, I don't know how that works anymore. But they give you a little checklist and you're like, eyes, skin, heart, lungs, kidney, liver.
Skin?
Yes.
After that for that one, mate. Skin? What are you doing with my skin?
I feel like bone marrow is one of them as well. So I just take everything.
Exactly.
No, I said I just, and then there's the all of just anything and everything viable, just take it. That's what I checked.
So don't you think that if you don't opt out, that's probably what they've put us in for now?
Oh, everything. Everyone is now in there for everything unless you opt out.
But say like, okay, God forbid, unexpectedly now something happens, yeah.
If something happens to you right now and you fall on the floor, I call 999, we go to the hospital, God forbid you're pronounced dead, and then they're like, okay, quickly, they check you and they take what they can.
But like, what if my parents did, but then they can't really say that anymore now, yeah. But if it was a child, then what?
They don't have a say. Unless it's for religious reasons.
But what religion has any, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a certain religion where you can't you can't interfere with the body at all. Same way certain people refuse like surgery and all of that. Or like blood transfusions, yeah. They'd like, even if it's good for them, they still have to reject it.
That's mad.
Now, even Jehovah's Witnesses.
Blood transfusion.
Yeah, hold on. I'm 90% sure this is true.
Probably true.
But let me see what it is. Jehovah's Witness refusal. Yep. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that it is against God's will to receive blood and therefore they refuse blood transfusions, often if it is their own blood. The willing acceptance of blood transfusions by Jehovah's Witnesses has in some cases led to expulsion from and by their religious community.
But why, dude? To save your life. What's wrong with it? What's their reasoning behind that?
Based on biblical readings.
I.e., for example.
It is against God's wills. Okay, what in the Bible says no blood transfusion? On the basis of Jehovah's Witnesses believe blood represents life and is sacred to God. After it has been removed from a creature, the only use of blood that God has authorized is for the atonement of sins.
Wait, say that again, sorry.
So once it's out of the body, you can't use it again unless it's for the atonement of sins.
Okay.
However, a minority of Jehovah's Witnesses do not agree that the Bible prohibits blood transfusions and will accept.
Well then, I don't know. I don't think me, myself, maybe like a, what do they usually need?
Heart, lungs. Not skin and eyes is quite rare, but the main one is like lungs, heart, and
maybe my liver. Well, liver.
Kidneys.
I don't think I could part with my heart.
And then there's this story how this girl started seeing, like, and there's a film about it as well. Like, this girl, she had the heart transplant, and then she started, like, having dreams of these people, and it was, like, the memories of the girl that she had taken the heart exactly from.
No, you just leave the heart. You just leave the heart. Liver, kidney, lung. All right. The heart, no. I think you have to leave that one alone. I see why people need a heart.
Yes.
I was going to say, like, how do you even get... What? I have a list. So are you letting them take everything, yeah?
Yeah, I said everything.
Say less. You won't be looking in your casket.
No, I think I'll just tell whoever needs to know to cremate me.
Oh, shit.
ASMR, boy.
But like, if, huh?
ASMR. ASMR. Leave it. Move on. Move on.
Now you made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So you don't want to be buried. But if you're cremated, like, and you just get thrown into the air, like...
Not going to lie, if I wake up in a casket 6 feet under, actually... That's magic.
So you'd rather burn alive? Ink just...
Yeah. No! Oh, my gosh, my heart's even doing up right now. No. Exactly. No. I'm talking about the burying. No.
Oh.
That's... No. God forbid touch every... No. God, no. That's terrifying.
But if you're dead, you're dead. How often do you hear a story about...
You never hear the stories because people don't realise. People... If someone... I don't know where the local graveyard...
How far did they put
6 feet under.
That's just the phrase. Do you think that's actually true?
Bro, it is true. Okay. It actually is 6 feet under.
Okay.
My guy,
but you're not going to hear stories.
No!
Six foot
is Rena's length. Underground. Buried. In a closed box. And the box is, it's not like it's spacious. It's not like there's light there. You're just...
No, I'm going to have a panic attack right now. Trying to think, how could you make it out?
You can't. That's why
if you make a hole, the soil is gonna come in and you're gonna suffocate.
What hole?
If you make a hole in the coffin, yeah.
What hole? It's a wooden coffin.
Okay, let's just say
you can't even open it. You're gonna suffocate in there.
Let's just say
you'll die. But you died in your coffin. No, This has ruined my day. Because you said, how often do you hear? You don't hear because you don't know that they're down there screaming.
Well, like, what if you do, though?
How?
The sound travel through soil.
Bruv, you're not going to hear someone. You won't hear
What if you bang and shit, like?
My guy.
Or what if you push out the front part, like where your feet are, push it out.
What do you think this is? Plastic bags. It's a wooden coffin.
You're moving like you can't like break this table. Like.
You're laying down. You can't bend your knees. Are you gonna survival push it out with your toe? Tactics
will kick in. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You push your it toe out with your feet, not your toe. But you can okay move though.
I'm legit. I have to give Mary a fucking visual representation right now. I'm here laying down. Yeah, the box is the size of me. It's not like it's spacious. I don't have space to stretch my
exactly
arms.
So,
I'm literally here. I don't know if they're like this or like this. I think they're like this. I'm not on me. And they're like this. This is these times is when you need to have visuals. I'm like this. The box, it's not like it's here. It's here. And you're here. I can't. To kick.
You can just slide fold down.
Slide down where? How big do you think these things are? You know they're quite small.
I wouldn't know. I haven't really seen one.
Neither have I, but I know they're small. They're literally, they're not spacious. You basically have enough to fit a body in and that's that. They're here. For me to kick down the bottom, oh my gosh, I'm literally having a panic attack right now.
If you but then down, you can't even do that because you lose oxygen. That's so what you're going to die you anyways.
You're like going to die in there, but you're going to die in there knowing you're buried alive. Oh my god.
Oh, why like you're about to cry?
I'm literally in tears. Like they're coming out.
Oh my,
no, I'm crying. Anyways, I'm actually crying.
You're crying because you're thinking about being buried
I'm
alive.
I'm genuinely
yeah
crying.
Don't worry, if I'm there in it, I'll just make sure for you, yeah? I'll just be like, check, no, make sure you check.
No, from but the thing is, no, but the thing is, they do check and their hearts do stop.
Yeah, but your heart can't stop for that long.
I'm not going to lie. It can't. It's a rare occasion.
Exactly.
But it's happened.
You're probably going to be, before they have, like, you need to plan a funeral, so you're gonna be just chilling in the
yeah
thing
but it's
open
happened bro
for quite some time.
It's happened. The body does mad things.
How do you know it's happened? Like, you said it you happened don't know.
It happened. Notes died the other day. Not died but his heart
exactly
stopped
but
for
how
a while
long how long was that?
I know but it's happened. There's it's happened.
Can it happen for three days?
You're coming to my house and watching the fucking film bro. It's happened
3 days yeah
bruv. It's happened.
Can your heart stop for 3 days? Google.
Someone who was mistaken, dead, buried, but was
it's a bit techie
alive
type of night to Google. Just read it. Read it.
The idea of being buried alive is a universal fear. After all, waking up to find yourself trapped under the ground is... I'm actually in tears.
Just go over.
To find yourself trapped under the ground is almost always a death sentence. However, a few lucky souls have survived being buried... Can't even imagine
exactly
the lucky souls.
How did
calm,
their
stories... Wait. What's all these ads? Philomele Genentry. Philomel, I don't know how you say that. She was a 24-year-old French woman, fell ill with cholera in 1867. She was given the blah, 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 pronounced dead. She was placed in her coffin 1 hour later, and within 6 hours of death, she was underground. Okay, nowadays it doesn't happen like that because
exactly
it takes a couple days, even weeks, for someone to... all of that to get
so I'm saying so that was their fault. Who told you after 1 hour to be
it's never
someone...
the dead person's fault. It's always going to be their
no
fault.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the dead
with
person's
things like
fault.
With things like okay let's say the plague or the pandemic or corona yeah people are getting buried quick because it's happened. I've seen it. I saw it. They got buried.
You're traumatized.
they, They died and they were buried quick because of the whole pandemic situation, bro. And then they were about, when the gravediggers finished burying the young woman, they were about to head home when they heard a knocking sound from the godfather.
Exactly, so they could hear. So but if someone's then, bound to visit your grave, yeah.
And you're gonna wake up the moment, nah, mate, nah.
You just gotta hold on.
As the blah, 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 they haste, realizing she was still alive, they dug up, blah, blah, blah. They dug her up. As the doctor examined her, he could hear a faint heartbeat. He also noted that the fresh wounds on her hands matched the kind of injuries expected from knocking on a coffin lid. Her breath was so faint that it almost did not exist. He kept her alive until the next day when she passed away.
This girl fought her way out only to go back in.
Yeah, because she was still sick from the thing, but she just died. They thought she died a day before she actually died.
That's mad. Shouldn't be laughing.
This time, everybody involved made sure that she was truly dead. Nah, we shouldn't laugh. It happened in 2013, bro. A woman living in the Sao Paulo suburb. She was visiting her family tomb when she witnessed a truly disturbing sight. Near the tomb, she could see a man trying to escape from his grave. I'm cutting.
I told you it's possible. Oh, it took me like 2 seconds. Actually, deep what you said.
Bro.
Wait, read that again, sorry.
Near the tomb, she was visiting someone. She could see a man trying to escape.
That is a movie.
He'd already freed his hands and head on his own, and now he was attempting to pull the, there's even a video, oh my god. Now he was attempting to pull the rest of his body out of the ground. Nobody knows exactly how he was buried alive in the first place. But officials think he was involved in a fight that ended with him being nearly beaten to death.
Oh, so somebody just buried him then. It wasn't like official.
Yeah.
That's so mad. See, that's when it's possible. But not when you flip in like you're ill or something happened. You go to hospital and they pronounce you, you know, what. That, no, that's very, very mad. No, that won't happen.
And then the other people are stuntmen who have a death wish, obviously. A southern Chinese woman went out picking herbs one day in May 2015. She was near a cemetery when she heard the sound of baby cries coming from beneath the ground.
Baby?
Baby. Startled, she went to investigate and realised there was an infant buried alive. The boy was born with a cleft lip and the parents did not want to raise him. Electric chair.
Jesus.
So they put the baby in a cardboard box and abandoned him in a cemetery. 2 days later, several relatives went to the graveyard and, believing the boy to be dead, buried him a few centimetres underground.
What the hell?
What? First of all, electric chair for these parents, boy. They left him abandoned in a box in the cemetery.
And so they came back 2 days later and then other relatives
thought that they were dead.
Would you not thought
the boy was dead and buried him. In total, the little boy spent 8 days buried underground.
And he made it. Wow, that's good, mate.
Yeah, he did make it. In total, blah, 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 when he was dug up, the police noticed that he was coughing up dirty water. The baby most likely survived because oxygen and rainwater seeped through the dirt, giving him the essentials to stay alive. Yeah, it's a miracle.
Jesus.
What? In 1915, this is the last one. At the age of 30, this woman, Essie, suffered a fatal epileptic attack. She was declared dead and made preparations for her burial. Her sisters wanted to come into town for the funeral, so the church delayed services for a day to accommodate her wishes. However, the service started before her sisters could arrive. But they tried to make the service as lengthy as possible, but as more time went by, they decided to go ahead with the burial. But right as the gravediggers had finished burying the coffin, her sisters showed up and convinced them to exhume, I think that's how you say it, the coffin, so she could see her sister one last time. Only when they opened the coffin, she sat up and smiled at her sister.
What the hell?
Everyone panicked and ran, thinking that she was a ghost. She chased the mourners into town and eventually convinced them that she was in fact alive. Nevertheless, for years afterwards, many people thought she was actually a zombie, regardless of her undead status.
So they thought she was still dead.
They just thought she was a ghost or some sort of zombie because they thought she was, yeah. So she had to convince them that she was alive. Oh, mate. So yes, and plus, funerals are expensive.
Very.
Imagine, that's so mad. Like, funerals are so expensive. That's why just cremate me, man. Just let me go.
But you're still gonna have a funeral, no?
But it's cheaper than like buying a coffin and buying a space and.
True.
Cremations are way cheaper. You still have to pay hefty amount. Imagine having to pay. It's like, what if you refuse to pay?
What do you mean refuse to pay?
What if I refuse to pay? They're gonna have to
What do you mean?
Like, imagine. Okay, let me use me in this scenario because. Okay, let's say you're my daughter and I die and you refuse to pay for my cremation. They're gonna have to do something with me. They can't force you to pay.
I actually don't know, you know.
How much is a cremation? 2020.
No, but what do they do with just...
Exactly, what can they do? If I don't want to pay, what can they do?
No, forget that. Like, what do they do with people that don't have anyone to do anything for them and they're just...
They just get cremated.
Oh, okay.
How much is a cremation?
Did we even start talking about this? Yeah, months to start. It's your flipping organ donation shit.
995.
That's a mad thing.
What?
You're asking for a bag.
I can't believe my eyes. No, NewGenPod actually plugs your information you didn't know you needed. What? Life is a bump. Oh my gosh.
I think anyone was planning on dying.
The average cost is £3,946.
For everything, all in all.
For a funeral. For a cremation and that's the cremation. And then £4,893 for a burial.
$3,000.
Mm-hmm.
For cremation
and what? Mm-hmm. Just a cremation.
$3,000?
Mm-hmm. And $946. These prices are based on the funeral director's fee, cremation costs, medical fees, and the cost of a minister.
What medical fees do you need for someone that's dead? It's not funny. Make it make sense.
In the UK, the average cost of a cremation is £787. This makes cremation about 42% less expensive than burials. Oh gosh. Wow, this is mad. Cost of a cremation urn between £50 and £300. Doctor's fee for cremation forms, £164 or £0 if you're in Scotland. And then cost to bury ashes in a cemetery between £100 and £1,700. Nah, these people actually take money from you after life. Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know why we're talking about this. I think we should move on.
Well, the majority of the conversation ended up about that. Wait, how do we get there though?
Your organ donation.
Yeah. It was the organ donation. Okay, we were on it started on a positive note, and then you made
started
it.
Started on A levels. You don't know what is positive about that.
No, I mean, the organ donation started well. So that's a good thing.
You started talking about opening up. I didn't know how I feel about them opening it. Then exactly. it went on from there. What?
You did it, and then you were like, you did.
I don't know what I said. I said, I don't know how I'd feel about that. I don't know how it got to.
Because you said
you didn't want to. You said you didn't want to be buried alive. Then we started going down.
No, I said I would be cremated. I don't mind getting cremated.
I don't know, but we're still talking about it, so.
No, but that's mad. That's so crazy. I'm just trying to die in peace, and now to think about
it's impossible.
What's impossible?
To be buried alive.
No, it's not. Oh. Why are you? You see, you're going back to that. We moved on. I'm talking about the harsh realities of having to pay money. So now that's another thing you have to add to your list.
I don't know why it's so expensive.
Money for my funeral.
I don't know if I want to be buried here. Well, actually, if they somewhere, I don't know where, but like.
My mom tells my dad that she'll ship him to Colombia.
Yeah, standard.
My mom wants to die here. Do you know how much it costs to take that's another thing. That one. That's hefty. How much money to transport dead body? And because it's Colombia, it's even more expensive when a simple flight is £1,000 for a plane ticket. Watch. This will be more because they're dead. How much money to transport dead body to Colombia?
Let's go.
Life is a scam. And now death is a scam to you.
Come on now.
Okay, but this is for people who die, like, abroad. But they have to be brought back here. So, like, let's say someone... Okay, yep.
Okay.
Flying someone's body home costs between about 1,800 and as much as 17,000. The fee depends on where they're travelling to and from.
17 bags, sorry?
And who the provider is. The average claim from travel companies is about 3,500. Unlike booking a flight abroad, this word, whatever, costs aren't just about distance being covered. They also reflect logistics.
Sorry, 17?
Here's what the fee for your service is likely to cover. Oh my goodness. Collection and care of the person who has died ahead of the flight. Okay. A zinc-lined coffin, which is needed for transporting someone's body abroad. The flight. Funeral directors and paperwork.
I've had enough, man.
In this life, have money.
Okay. I've had enough. Shit, it's 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We spent the whole time talking about. I think it is.
No, we spoke about A levels. We spoke about the recession for a good amount of time. I ended up crying for the first time in the episode.
Jesus Christ. Oh my gosh.
That's so mad. These people really charge you for everything. Because somebody one day said, yeah, I have to make money off this.
Mom.
That's what bugs me. Is like, someone one day really said, okay, this is a business opportunity.
Yeah. Mm. Well. But I don't know. Do you think they've always had to pay for like the space? I think that might have already been a thing. But before they used to flip in dash bodies and, you know.
I'm done with this conversation.
So.